The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Sean McGarry, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan, how's it going?
Well, listen, we meet again. You're Mayo's finest, winner of Ireland's Best Young Entrepreneur programme. We met on The Late Late Show in December, and you showed us all of your product, which was called what?
The Shower Gem.
Give me the pocket-sized pitch again, Sean, for our listeners, remembering that we're not on TV this time.
Well, the pocket-sized pitch is we're all tired of the rusty metal shower organisers that never stick to your walls. My dad was really popular, so I went to his workshop and invented the shower gem. So it's a rust-proof organiser for your shower. It holds your shampoo, soaps, razors, and it sticks to your wall using our own unique glue. So it sticks to any tile types, textured, rough, smooth, and unlike suction cups, it's not going to fall.
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to just, we're going to call you back in 1 minute and just clear that line so we can hear you fully. So just hold the line there for a second because it's a good old yarn from Sean McGarry. There's a point to this story. We'll get to it in a moment. And let's give this another go. You're there again.
Yeah, hopefully this works this time.
Much better. Go with the description briefly if you cut off the product.
Yeah, so we're all tired of the metal shower organisers. They never stick to your wall because bad suction cups.
Yep.
My dad was really tired of this, so he went to the workshop and invented the shower gem. So it's a rust-proof shower organiser that gives you a place to store everything you need in the shower, and it sticks to your wall using their own unique glue. So all tile types, and it's not going to fall.
It stays there forever.
Forever, yeah. And I'm hoping, Ryan, you push your one up after the Late Show, so hopefully you can vouch for that.
I didn't even go to the green room after the show that night. I went straight home. Into the shower and applied it to the wall. Such was the levels of excitement.
Good.
So we're good. Anyway, the reason we wanted to talk to you is because this Sunday we'll be able to see you standing in front of the Dragons in the Dragon's Den on BBC Two at 8 o'clock. You can't tell us who you went with in the event that you went with somebody, but tell me a little bit about getting on the programme and how that all worked out.
Well, it was great. I actually applied for the programme a few years ago and we ended up not getting this.
Okay.
So I applied again just after Late Late Show, and after Late Late Show we had great sales to show the producers, so it was fairly easy this time around getting on it. I went over to Manchester, we drove over, got the ferry across, and you show up the next morning at 5:30 at the BBC studio, which is basically an abandoned warehouse. It's a real Dragon's Den session.
Mm.
And you're given a personal assistant for the day, basically to stop you running away with the nerves. The first thing they say to you is, you know, be prepared to pitch from any time now up until 7 o'clock this evening. So initially you're really nervous for the first few hours, but then you get bored and the nerves go away. So I remember saying to my assistant, you know, look, the nerves are gone. As soon as you find out I'm going pitching, just please let me know. And she said, are you sure? I said, I am. And literally 60 seconds later, I was in front of Dragons pitching. It just happened that fast.
Brilliant. Now, had you practiced your pitch in front of the mirror or in front of other people in advance, or did you just go in cold?
Well, I was lucky that I'm in the final off the Irish Betting Entrepreneur, and as part of that, the local expert office Mayo brought me away for 2 days for a pitching boot camp. So
right.
All you do for 48 hours is say the same pitch over and over again. And by the time you're done that, your pitch is pretty polished and the confidence is a bit higher, because I would have been very nervous public speaking years ago.
Great.
Luckily, I've got over that now. So when I actually went into the den, I was pretty confident. I knew what I was saying.
Well, that's great. And I've never heard of pitching boot camp, but it sounds like it does what it says in the tin. Where is that? Is that in Ireland somewhere?
Yeah, so as part of the Irish Best Entrepreneur, each local enterprise office takes their finest away for 2 days. So we went out to Killary.
And
basically, there's no phone reception, no internet. All you get to do is talk to people under 35. They're all young entrepreneurs.
Great.
And basically, you take your business from idea and see how you can make it into reality. And part of the process is pitching, because it is so important to any business.
All right, so back to the Dragon's Den. You're sitting in front of, is it five of them?
Five dragons, yeah.
Okay. Cameras, many of them?
There's 24 television cameras in the den. Yeah, and there's 50 staff. So on TV, all you see is the five dragons in their seats. But really, to the side of the room, there's so much going on. Like, it's such a busy area. But you really are focused on the five dragons. You sort of zone in to the dragons and you forget about everything else that's happening to your side.
And would you have watched the programme down through the years? Or?
Yeah, it sounds cliche, but I was one of those kids that was literally sitting in front of the TV every single week watching episode after episode of The Dragon's Den. And I always hoped someday I'd be on it. And for the last 2-3 years, I actually saw, you know, this might actually happen. I might get to pitch a bunch of them. So I stopped watching it completely. And the first episode I watched was the night before I went in to actually pitch the Dragons myself. So I didn't want to look at it for 2 years because I said the next time I watch it is just going to be before I actually get to do it myself.
Very good. And you stood in front of those Dragons. That is not an easy thing to do. And how old are you?
I'm 25. And actually, when you stand in front of Dragons, that's bad. But the worst is the elevator. So you know that famous elevator walk through and you're going... They leave you standing there for 5 minutes before you actually go in. So the nerves are building. You're just looking at the elevator doors, praying for it to open. And then when it does open, you see them in front of you. It is a pretty intimidating scene. But at the same time, I think you really have to take it in because it's not that often you get the chance to do something like that.
Very good. Now, I know we can't say too much, but we can say that you did really well, can't we?
I don't know. I can't say that, but... If people do tune in on Sunday at 8, it is going to be an exciting 10 minutes. There's going to be a lot of intense questioning. I think I held my ground some of the time, maybe not all of the time, but the pitch itself actually lasted 2 hours. So on TV, that's edited down to 10 minutes.
God.
It's going to be a pretty exciting 10 minutes.
You were 2 hours in there?
2 hours, yeah. So you're literally standing at the X for 2 hours. Time you get to move from that is when you get to hand out product samples. So yeah, 2 hours on the spot.
Which dragon did you respect the most after the affair?
Oh, well, a little spoiler here, but I really liked Peter Jones throughout the years. Me and Peter, we didn't exactly see eye to eye on the day. So yeah, it's going to be some going back and forth between myself and Peter, so that's going to keep people entertained.
That's great. You're selling this well. Your pitching camp boot camp did a job for you, because now I'm very keen to watch this on Sunday. And where will you watch it, or what's the plan on Sunday night?
Well, it's great. It's actually my sister, Dervla, so happy birthday, Dervla, her 21st birthday on Sunday. So we're having, usually do things very low-key, but we said, right, we're going to go all out for this one. So we're having a joint birthday party. I'm watching Dragons Den. It's only about 50 or 60 people, friends from around the country and family. We get together in my house and watch this all of us.
Let me ask you about this business of putting random tickets for Bloom into customers' orders back in May.
Yeah, well, I can't take responsibility for that. That's another family member. So I had a ticket for Electric Picnic. And Bloom, as we were exhibiting at the Bloom Garden Festival, so we also had free tickets for that. Time to time, we like to surprise our customers. So we put free sweets, or in this case, a free Bloom ticket into their package. As it turned out, the Bloom ticket got mixed up with my Electric Picnic ticket. So some lucky customers going off to... Electric Picnic, I think, in the start of September, courtesy of Shower Gem.
So you were throwing Bloom tickets into the bags and somebody picked up your Electric Picnic ticket by accident?
Yeah, I was in Galway at the time, so I rang up one of the family and I said, look, there's Bloom tickets up in my room. Just take them and put them in a few boxes. And, of course, the Electric Picnic ticket was sitting in the same drawer as the Bloom, so it all got mixed up. So I think it was my own fault, but I shed the blame on one of the other family members.
Go always find somebody. So some customer picked up a Shower Gem for life and went, geez, I'm heading down to Stradbally for the weekend on top of everything else.
I think so, yeah. And we offered them free phone if they returned the Electric Picnic ticket, but I think they saw the value of the Electric Picnic ticket. Yeah. That's all the board in the Shower Gem, so they didn't take us up on that offer.
No, so I presume you got a replacement, did you?
Ticketmaster did say they'd sort us out, so I suppose I have to get back on to them and hopefully they might get me.
Sean, it's great talking to you again. Congratulations, delighted for your success. Love to see young Irish family and the business doing well, and especially going over to conquer the UK. We'll be watching you on Sunday and we'll be having a good laugh and a chat about it here among ourselves on Monday morning. So good luck and mind yourself, we'll see you soon.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Sean McGarry is the man behind the Shower Gem, as featured on The Late Late Show and this Sunday on The Dragon's Den.